Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
How you doing, Ian?
Just fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a challenge. Well, it's a big apple because I'm only half done.
Yes, I said start with the phrase red delicious. Change one letter to a P, and you can spell three words, one that can precede the word apple and two that can follow it, to make common two-word phrases. What are the words?
Well, apple pie is there, but what else?
The other one that can follow it is cider, and the one that can precede it is sour. All right, Ian, the nominees for the 86th Annual Academy Awards were announced earlier this month. Gravity and American Hustle gathered the most nominations with 10 each. I thought we'd get into the movie-going spirit by playing a movie-themed version of our before and after category.
Oh boy.
Each correct answer is formed from two movie titles, where the last word of one title is the first word of the other title. What movie stars George Clooney as the leader of a gang of thieves who steal from casinos and also serve as the members of a jury for a murder trial?
Ocean's 12 Angry Men.
That is Ocean's 12 Angry Men, yes. What movie tells the story of businessman George Bailey, who was shown by his guardian angel how things would be different if he had never been stranded on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger?
It's a Wonderful Life of Pi.
It is A Wonderful Life of Pi, isn't it? Yes. They don't get any better, folks. What movie is about a Pennsylvania family trapped in a farmhouse as zombies attack them, while Robin Williams stands on a desk during English class and tells his students to carpe diem?
Is it Night of the Living Dead Poets Society?
It is Night of the Living Dead Poets Society, yes. What movie stars Robert De Niro as a self-destructive boxer who joins a North Carolina minor league baseball team with Kevin Costner and Tim Robbins?
Raging Bull Durham, which I don't know why that's not a movie yet.
The question is, why are none of these movies already? That's right. And finally, what movie tells the story of six unemployed Englishmen who form a striptease act and then join the Knights of the Round Table for a quest, during which they are taunted by French peasants and use coconuts instead of horses?
Okay, so that's The Full Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
It is indeed The Full Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And I think of all the five that we've done today, I believe that one should be Kickstartered, like, now.
Well, it's hard to kickstart when you don't have a leg.
Yeah, it's just a flesh wound. Well, it looks like Ian was singing in the rain, man. He went 5 for 5 this week. How many Oscars are you nominated for? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions.
Don't do it.
Or this weekly challenge, Mike.
Start with the two-word title for a particular person who works on a movie set. Change the O in the second word to a U, and you'll name a place that sells movies. Who is the person and what is the place? So again, start with the two-word title for a particular person who works on a movie set. Change the O in the second word to a U, and you'll name a place that sells movies. Who is the person and what is the place?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. I'll see you at the Vanity Fair after party this time next week.
See you then, Ian.